Lipedema is not obesity and it's not normal fat. It's inflamed, fibrotic, hormonally reactive fat that behaves differently. Lymphedema is not just water retention, it's lymphatic fluid trapped in tissues unable to drain properly. Both conditions involve chronic inflammation, mast cell activation, lymphatic stagnation, microvascular fragility, connective tissue fibrosis, toxic accumulation, hormonal sensitivity, pain and tenderness, and swelling that doesn't respond to dieting. This is immune fat, toxic fat, stressed fat, and inflamed fat, and it needs a different approach. So why does the fat become inflamed and toxic? Let's chat about the physiology. So imagine that your fat tissue, the lipedema and lymphedema, they're filled with mast cells and they're ringing alarm bells. They're flooded with inflammatory cytokines. They're clogged with lymphatic traffic jams. So the body just isn't taking the toxins away. They're surrounded by fragile blood vessels and they can't clear the toxins, so they store them. The fat is struggling with hormonal signals. It's low in oxygen and it's high in pain receptors. So that's why the fat hurts and swells. It bruises easily. It feels heavy. It doesn't respond to dieting. It becomes fibrotic and it traps fluid and traps toxins. It's not fat, it's inflamed tissue with a lymphatic problem. So modern life exposes us to so many toxins, pesticides and plastics, lots and lots of endocrine disruptors, so things that stop our hormones traveling around our bodies, food additives, environmental pollutants, and we know they're getting worse every day, viral debris, chronic stress. These toxins accumulate in fat tissue, especially lipedema fat, which is genetically primed to store toxins and resist clearance. So, hormones like estrogen also influence fat distribution, lymphatic flow, mast cell activation, and vascular permeability. And genes determine our lymphatic strength, our connective tissue resilience, our detox capacity, and our inflammatory sensitivity. So, yes, lipedema and lymphedema are real physiological conditions, not cosmetic issues. I had a lady a few years ago. She was about 30 years old and she'd gone to Thailand and spent $100,000 removing about 40 kilos of fat on her body. Now, you can imagine if you're removing fat without solving the problem. So, if your body is hypertoxic, if your body is inflamed, if your body is genetically primed, and you simply remove excess fat, it's not going to fix the problem. And I was doing lymphatic drainage massage on her regularly, and she just kept on piling the weight back on. Once that fat is inflamed, you've got to get the inflammation down. So how do we shift inflamed, toxic fat? You're not going to be surprised that my first tool in the toolkit is TriGLP, GLP-1, GLP-2, and GIP. These incretin pathways support gut repair with GLP-2, metabolic stability with GLP-1, muscle building with GIP, as well as inflammation reduction, improved nutrient absorption, and better signaling for the lymphatic system. GLP-2 is especially powerful for repairing the gut lining, which reduces inflammation and mast cell activation, both are major drivers of lipedema and lymphedema. And the things I love from a herbal perspective with the lymph and vascular system, things like cleavers is great for lymphatic drainage, nettle leaf is good for histamine modulation and lymphatic flow, horse chestnut is good for venous tone and microvascular support, horsetail helps with connective tissue strength, gentian helps digestion and bile flow, and coptis helps with inflammation and microbial balance. So these are the type of herbs, because there's many available, that help to reduce swelling, improve lymphatic movement, strengthen your blood vessels, reduce pain, and support detox pathways. Then we've got our Broccon. I always have the links in the description. So Broccon helps to upregulate our sulforaphane and glutathione pathways in the body. So sulforaphane supports detoxification, glutathione production, genetic protection, mitochondrial repair, inflammation reduction, endothelial health, and mast cell calming. These damn mast cells are a real bugger, aren't they? So this is huge for lipedema and lymphedema because fat is toxic, inflamed, and genetically sensitive. So sulforaphane helps the body clear what the lymphatics can't. Proteolytic enzymes. One of my favorites is Bioactive Sera-Cleanse Plus. So this is general enzyme because generally there's many, many proteolytic enzymes out there. They help to break down fibrin, they reduce microclots, they improve circulation, reduce swelling and support lymphatic flow and reduce pain. This is especially relevant for lipedema's fibrotic, sticky, inflamed fat. Then you've got things like quercetin. I've got lots of quercetin products in my clinic. Quercetin is really important for mast cell calming, histamine reduction, inflammation control, antioxidant protection, and gut repair. This helps the pain, the swelling, and the sensitivity of lipedema tissue. We've done some talks before about oxalates and how they can damage the body. So by reducing oxalates and plant toxins can really support your body, reducing things like bacteria, candida, and fungal overgrowth in the gut, because these overgrowths increase inflammation, histamine, swelling, pain, and lymphatic congestion. Reducing oxalates can help calm the gut, which calms mast cells, which calms lipedema and lymphedema. So putting it all together, lipedema and lymphedema aren't fat problems. They are lymphatic, immune, connective tissue, hormonal and detox problems. And the solutions must address all of the causes: inflammation and lymphatic flow, detoxification, gut repair, mast cell calming, vascular support, genetic protection, metabolic stability. And when you support the body at these levels, the fat becomes less inflamed, less painful, less swollen, less toxic, more responsive, more mobile. And people can finally live and thrive, not just cope. So if you've got that stuck and inflamed fat, it's time for you to start trying some new things to get yourself feeling light, mobile, and thriving again. Your body isn't failing. Your lymphatics are overwhelmed. Your fat is inflamed. Your detox pathways are tired and your hormones are stressed. And your genetics are asking for support. So these are just a couple of the ways that people can help themselves with lipedema and lymphedema. Medically, the anti-inflammatories and medications, they generally just don't help. And people end up feeling like there's just no hope. But there always is. Have a great day.